Good evening, boys and girls, and welcome back to Bedtime Stories with Papa Rick. I'm Papa Rick. Tonight's story will be Walt Disney's Lady and the Tramp. One Christmas Eve, Jim Deere gave his wife, Darling, a present. Darling opened the present carefully. Out popped a little puppy. "Oh, what a lovely puppy," said Darling. "Let's call her Lady." At bedtime, Jim tucked Lady into a cozy basket. "That's your very own bed," said Jim. But Lady didn't want her very own bed. She was lonely. So the small puppy climbed up the big stairs. She found a much better place to sleep, right at the foot of Jim's bed. Every day, Lady grew a little bigger. She did many important things around the house. In the morning, Lady woke Jim up. Then Lady brought Jim his slippers. Lady barked good morning to the birds and the butterflies. She even learned how to pick up the newspaper and carry it to the house. Soon, Lady made friends with the other dogs in the neighborhood. There was a sad-faced bloodhound called Trusty. There was a sturdy Scotty called Jock. Jock showed Lady his store of hidden bones. The three of them often played together. When Jim came home from work, he whistled. Lady ran to greet him. Jim would pat her and say, "Good dog." After dinner, Lady curled up by the fire. Darling was knitting tiny clothes. "It's just the three of us now," said Darling, "and soon we will have a baby." Lady was very happy. One stormy night, the doctor came to the house. That night, the baby was born. Next morning, Lady peeked into the bedroom. "Come in and meet the new baby," said Darling, "but don't wake him up." Lady looked at the sleeping baby. "When the baby is bigger, you will play together," said Darling. Lady wagged her tail. "A new baby in the house?" One day, Jim told Lady, "We are going away for a few days. Aunt Sarah is coming to help, and you must help too." "Lady will be a good babysitter," Darling said with a smile. Jim and Darling were in a hurry. They drove away as soon as Aunt Sarah arrived. Aunt Sarah looked very mean. Lady hid behind the door. Then she ran upstairs to guard the baby. The baby smiled happily at Lady, but Aunt Sandra was angry. She swung a broom at Lady and knocked over the table. Lady ran away. "Get out, you bad dog," Aunt Sarah yelled. "Get out and stay out." Poor Lady. No one had ever called her a bad dog before. She crept away, her ears drooping. Lady walked and walked. No one seemed to care. But some mean dogs barked at her. Lady ran and ran, and last she ran into the rail road yard. Nobody was around. Finally, Lady flopped down and fell asleep. Early the next day, a train pulled into the railroad yard. Out jumped a big, strong dog. His name was Tramp. Tramp traveled from place to place. He took care of himself. Tramp stretched. He felt good in his new place. He then caught sight of Lady. At first, Lady was afraid. She remembered the rough-looking dogs who had chased her. But Tramp looked friendly. Lady liked his face. "Arf, arf," barked Tramp happily. He liked Lady right away. The two walked away together. Lady trusted Tramp. Soon they came to a chicken farm. Tramp's eyes lit up. He began to dig a hole under the fence. Lady watched Tramp. She looked at the chickens too. She had never seen chickens before. Lady followed Tramp under the fence. Screech, crackle, squawk. The chickens were scared. Lady was scared too. But Tramp was having a fine time. What a noise Tramp and the chickens made. Suddenly, the man from the dog pound came by. Tramp ran off. The lady wasn't quick enough. The man grabbed her and threw her into his wagon. What was Lady to do? Tramp had disappeared. She was trapped in a rolling cage. There were strange dogs all around her. But these dogs were friendly. They liked pretty little Lady. They told Lady that she would be safe. She had a dog tag on her collar. And sure enough, the dog pound man took Lady home the next day. Aunt Sarah was not pleased to see Lady. She put a big chain on Lady's collar. "Stay outside," she shouted. Lady couldn't sleep that night. She heard a rustle in the leaves. A rat! It was heading straight for the house. Lady wanted to run after the rat, but her chain kept her back. Tramp heard Lady's bark and came running. He had been looking for her. Just then, Lady's chain snapped. Lady and Tramp ran into the house. They followed the rat up the stairs. They found it under the armchair in the baby's room. Tramp knew exactly what to do with it. Tramp was tired after his fight with the rat. Suddenly, Aunt Sarah ran into the room. She chased Tramp into a closet, then she whacked him with a broom. Just then, Jim and Darling arrived in a taxi.
"Thank goodness you are back," said Aunt Sarah. "I found a great big mutt in the baby's room, and this little dog wasn't any help," and she pointed at Lady.
"What's going on, Lady?" asked Jim. Lady barked and jumped up and down. "She's trying to tell us something," said Darling. Lady ran up the stairs. Jim followed her. Lady led him right up to the big chair where Tramp had fought with the cat. Jim saw the dead rat. He guessed what had happened. "The dog helped protect the baby," he said. Tramp crept out of the closet. "Good, brave dog," said Jim. "You must stay with us forever." Aunt Sarah put on her hat and walked out. Tramp became one of the family. Every day, he and Lady went to see the baby. Tramp made friends with Trusty and Jock, too. Soon, it was Christmas again. Jim Deer and Darling were playing with their baby, and this Christmas, there were some special presents. Puppies. Lady and Tramp were very proud of them. They all had a happy Christmas together. The end. Thank you for listening, boys and girls. Catch you next time on Bedtime Stories with Papa Rick. Have a good night. Sleep tight.